Okay, we are up to Mitzvah 69, Mitzvah Samach Tes. And just a note for our listeners, the past 2 days, there was a little trouble with the downloading was fine, but it was just, it was saved as a different file, but I think it's all fixed now. It was saved as a Svachim file. Either way, the shiur was up and downloadable, but I think that's all fixed now if one wants to, is keeping track to have it clear on their downloading device. Okay, anyway. Now it should be hopefully all straightened out, and we get into Mitzvah Samach Tes. Mitzvah 69. The next three mitzvos of the Sefer HaChinuch all have to do with each other. It's all about cursing. The first mitzvah 69, is about cursing a judge. That's today's mitzvah. The tomorrow's mitzvah, Bez Hashem, is about cursing God, called Birchas Hashem, one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's mitzvah 70. And the mitzvah 71, which Bez Hashem will do next week, and that is cursing the Nasi, which we'll see who what is included. But it's all based on one pasuk. Pasuk in this week's parsha, Elohim lo sekalel, v'nasi ba'amcha lo ta'or. That's the pasuk. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo lekalel hadayonim. One is not allowed to curse the judges. Shenamar, Elohim lo sekalel, upiru shola dayanim. This name of Elohim is not the name of God. Sometimes Elohim can mean the name of God. Then we would read it as Elohim, because the God's name, Midah of justice. But here, sometimes in the Torah, when Chazal tell us, it is read as Elohim, because it's referred to the judges. Kamo asher yarshiyun Elohim, as it says earlier, when we had that the judges will be Mashiach. V'hotziyan akasa b'lashan Elohim, the Torah, the Pasuk, goes out of its way to call them Elohim, k'dei sh'yei nechlal im alav hazeh lav acher, so that tomorrow's lav, which we'll talk about, it's included in the same phrase. Elohim lo sekalel includes not cursing judges, today's mitzvah, and tomorrow's mitzvah is the same phrase, Elohim lo sekalel. So we have to read it both ways. Kevahu lav de berachas Hashem yisbarach mosh amar zochan levarcha b'mechilta ubisifri. Azhara la berachas Hashem yidachsiv Elohim lo sekalel, the azhara for cursing God, which we call euphemistically berachas Hashem Elohim lo sekalel umasha kasub b'makom acher, that which is says later on in Sefer Vayikra v'nokev shem Hashem mos yimas, by the makalel, the story of the makalel says anybody who curses God has chayav misa. Why isn't that good enough? What do you have to learn that from our pasuk for? Zehu haonesh. That pasuk in Vayikra is the punishment. Aval ha'azhara hi mikan. But the iser, the lo saseh, is here. And now the chinuch is going to say a yesod that applies everywhere. The Gemara quotes this in a number of places, but it's a yesod that you can't learn sefer ha-mitzvahs without. It's tucked away right here in the iser of cursing a judge. Ki lo yaspik lanu askaras ha'onesh b'mitzvah mibli azhara. There can never be an avera. There can never be a punishment that we get unless the Torah has a pasuk of warning. It's never. As the Gemara says, he's going to quote it in a second, V'zeo sh'amar aboseinu zal, tamid, where we have many times throughout Masechah Sanhedrin and elsewhere, Onesh shamanu, asar minayin. Fine, this is the pasuk that tells me the punishment you get if you do it. But who says you're not allowed to do it? Maybe you could do it, it's your choice, then you get punished for it. Right, just like we spoke about lending money. I borrow money from you, so memela, I have to pay. Did I do anything wrong? I'm chayiv to you. No, I didn't do anything wrong, but that's how life works. I borrow, I pay. So maybe these actions, I would have thought, if the Torah says, well, if you do this, you're going to get whipped. So maybe it's my choice. I could do it and get whipped, or I cannot do it and not get whipped. Says the Chinuch, that's why the Torah, every single of the 365, has to have a lo saseh somewhere in the Torah, or an allusion somewhere where it's connected to a pasuk that has one of four words. Hishomer, pen, al, or lo. One of those four words. Those are the four lo saseh words, that without those four words, one is not going to be warned against it. Again, kilo yaspik lanu askaras haonish b'mitzvah mi b'li ashara. V'ha inyan, and now he explains it further. V'ha inyan who? And this is why is he, what is he this doing here? Because later on in Sefer Vayikra, it already says the punishment about cursing God. So what does Chazal have to learn it out from this pasuk for? Again, tomorrow's mitzvah. But the Chinuch says it here because there's an onesh, and this is the ashara. This is the warning. And now he explains. If Hashem wouldn't have told us not to do it, if anybody does this action, they'll get the punishment. Hayeba mashma, I would have thought, shehei reshus biyad kolarotza lekabel onesh. Whoever wants to get the punishment, fine. You know, sometimes we think it's worth it. You know, sometimes we eat something that we know we're going to get heartburn from. You know, but like, you know what, it's worth it. I'll get the hana now, even though I'm going to pay for it tomorrow. You know, we go to some Chinese restaurant, which we know always does it for us. Right? So, you know, why do you go? The answer is, because it's worth it for me. So maybe here too, I want to do this Aveira. Okay, I'll pay for it afterwards. But maybe it's worth it for me. And it's, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. God told me not to do it. No, I'm just going to get punished for it. And there's no, I don't have to be worried about the pain for violating the mitzvah. So I'm not going against God. If it just records a punishment in the Torah, it's like a business deal. God says, you do certain things, you gotta pay for it. It's like business. Klomar, harotz alasos davar ploni, yitin kach v'kach v'yaseyu, gotta pay for it. O yitin shichmo lispo kach v'yaseyu, you have to hold on to this bundle. V'ein hakavana ala mitzvos pekach. But then we know that's not what the Torah is about. The Torah is not about doing what you want and then just paying for it afterwards. The Torah is about not doing what you want unless it fits into God's structure. Ela shehakel l'tova teinu, mananu b'dvarim, for our own goodness, though we might not understand everything. Hashem gave us exact 365 mitzvahs, lo sases, v'hodianu b'miksasan ha'onesh ha'magia lanu miyad, milvad ha'avaris ritzono shi'kashem en hakol. And we have punishments for it, which besides the fact you have to realize, worse than any punishment is that we violated God's will. That is, that's the deeper element of any onesh. Many achronim talk about this, Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in Al HaTshuva. Every avera does two things. It's mechayiv me, and it's metame me. It obligates me for a punishment, but it's also metame. It impurifies me. It distances me from God. It makes me tame. Every avera does that. And that's why we need a two-stage process of tshuva. What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, ki vayom ezeh yechaper aleichem letareschem. The Rav writes, Yom Kippur is both kapara and tara. Kapara is a lashon of atonement. Your chayiv punishment, there's an atonement. You is wiped away. You're not chayiv anymore. But you're still in the state of tumah. That's the tahara of Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur is not only mechaper, but it's betayer, because it has to get rid of both the chiyuv and the tumah that the chait created. And that's what the chinuch says here. Besides the onesh, the fact that we violated God's will, is even worse. And that's why, v'zeo amram zal, and this is what Chazal say, b'chomakom, in many places, lo anash, ela imkein, his here. Bezdik can never give a punishment unless there's a warning. Klomar, lo yodia hakel ha'onesh haba aleinu al ha'avaras ha'mitzvah, ela imkein hodiyunu tchila, shiritzono hu, shalo nasa oso adavar, sha'onesh ba'alav. You're only going to get a punishment if God first told you, I don't want you to do this. If I told you, I don't want to do this, then the punishment is going to be based on that. Sometimes Chazal struggle. What's a nashara? What's the warning for various averis? But that is the rule. So with this background, also we understand what Chazal tell us, the principle of ein adam meisim asma rasha. A person can't punish themselves. Only punished if God told you you're deserving of punishment. So that's why, let's say somebody comes to Beis Din and says, I was mechal Shabbos b'mezid, kill me. We throw him out of court. He's not allowed to do that. We don't believe him. Right? Or I ate shreif, give me malchus, whip me. So says the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the end of the 18th parak. If somebody comes to Bezdin and says that, Gzeras Akasavi, Shein Mamisin Bezdin, Velo Malkana Sa'adam, Bodoyas Piv, El Al Pishnei Edim, only two witnesses. Sanhedrin, you want to say, oh, David, Yoshua and Acha and David and the Ger Maliki? Okay, Harasha, separate cases. But generally we don't. Why? Shema Nitra Fadaito Badavarzeh. Maybe this guy has just lost his mind. Shema Minha Amela Mari Nefesh. Maybe he's bitter about life and he wants to die. Shein Tamit Token Chariv has been bitten on like those people who stick swords in their stomachs, umashlichan asmami ala gagos, and throw themselves off of roofs. Right? That's what says the Rambam, Sanhedrin, Yud Ches Vav. Says we don't listen to a person. They can't punish themselves. You're only punished if Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do something. And Adam saw you not listen to God, and they come to bed, and they warned you, and you come. That's it. That's what the Radvaz here says. We've quoted in the past that your body is not yours. Your body's on loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you can't take the law into your own hands. Okay, that is the important yesod that we learn out of today's chinuch. An interesting ha'ara, though, with this whole background of you're never going to have to pay, and you're never going to be punished unless you're warned about it. So, something we discussed a few weeks ago, and that is, what about the Isra of Hezek? So that's mefurish nowhere in the Torah. It says in the Torah, don't kill. It says in the Torah, don't steal. It says in the Torah, don't wound. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't damage. And that's what we spoke about. We struggled. The Rishonim and the Achronim struggled to figure out, where does it say in the Torah, don't damage? It says in the Torah, you have to pay for damages. Right? It says, if my ox scores, v'mshar nagachu, we spoke about that. But maybe, right, Chazal are bothered, the Rishonim are bothered by this chinuch's point. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they're not allowed to do this. Maybe, if you just read the Torah beferish, I could go over to my friend's car, smash his headlight, and pay for it. You have to deal with that. So all the tercha, maybe I could do that. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah don't damage. It just says you have to pay. That's why the Rishonim can't handle that. They say it can't be that mutter. And that's why they say, oh, maybe it's a kol shekin from Hashavas Aveda, says the Sipler. Maybe it's included in Lo Siglo, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Maybe it's a din of mitzvahs of Dayanim. If we would go to Bezin and ask them if I could do it, they would say no, because you can't have a society function this way. Maybe it's Vazarecha Gamocha. Or why are they struggling so hard? Maybe it's just, but why? Because they say it's gotta be an Isser. It's gotta be an Isser, and then a punishment for the Isser. It can't be just like a loan. A problem with this whole Yesod, the Minchas Chinuch brings up in Os Aleph. And that is, the Gemara says in, where the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara there is working, trying to find, a warning for a certain Aveira, and the Gemara says, maybe you learn it from, you see the second line on top of the Minchas Chinuch, the Azharte is Hashem Elokecha Tira. You learn an Azhara from the Pasuk of Hashem Elokecha Tira, fear God. Maybe that's the warning of cursing God. Because it says, fear God. That's Hashem Elokecha Tira. Says the Gemara, no, that's formulated as an Asay. And you can't have an ashara formulation of as an assay. It's got to be a los assay. As Hashem Elokei Chatira, you can't learn. Ask the Minchas Chinuch if the whole yisod of the chinuch is that God has to let you know that it's wrong. If God lets you know that it's wrong, now you know that you're warned, and therefore the next point is a punishment. So what's wrong with saying it in the positive? If God says, "Fear me," why isn't that good enough? It doesn't have to be a gzeras akasev. It has to be in a formulation of a negative. No. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, and he does not answer this question. It's a very strong kasha. He says, why does the Gemara say that a warning in the formulation of an assay is not going to be good enough? The whole point of the warning is for God to let me know that, you know what, I don't appreciate what you're doing. So why isn't an assay good enough for that? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. Fourth line. V'kedibei Rav Machaber, lama ashara sase lo shma ashara. Why do you say that? Kivan ta Torah mona mizeh. If the Torah tells me not to do it, mali b'lashon lav o b'lashon assay. What's the difference if it's in a negative or a positive? Kivan sheyadanu she'ein ratzon Hashem yisparach bazeh. We know God is not interested in this. So therefore he said, Sarachian. So it must be, and he ends up by saying, Avharava Machaber Ba'atzmo. The Chinuch writes a few times in his Sefer that, you know what, I'm giving suggestions, but I'm not saying everything I say should be taken so literally. So he says, maybe you have to say that here too. Maybe he's giving a suggestion, but he's not, shouldn't take it literally. But either way, that is the strong question of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, the Gemara, the whole assumption of this Chinuch also allows us to talk about, what about halachic intuition? You know, that doesn't seem to play a role here. Right? What's it? What if we, like Hezek, why can't they just say, it's also Misvara? Of course you can't go damage somebody's property. You can't send your animal to damage. Maybe it's just also Misvara. But it's not good enough, at least to get an onish. We do have that concept in life. And that's what we've spoken about many times, called Ratzon Hashem. We know there are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not appreciate. For example, the mitzvah of chinuch. Mitzvah of chinuch, those of you learning brachas this year, machlokes is in the mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah rabbanah to be mechanech our children. Says the Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, how can you suggest that being mechanech my children is a mitzvah derabanan? It's impossible! What? Me daraisa, I can send my kids to public school, me derabanan, I have to give them an education. No, it can't be! So he says, this has to be in the category of Ratzon Hashem. You know Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do this. The details of the mitzvah, Derabanan D'Oraisa, Machlokes. But this is, it has to be Ratzon Hashem. Or the other example he gives, Tzar Bal Chayim, torturing an animal. Torturing an animal. What's the source of torturing an animal? The Gemara says in a few places, Tzar Bal Chayim D'Oraisa. What's the source? Not clear in Shas. The Minchas Asher, Kedarka B'Kodesh, quotes more than 10 sources in the Rishonim. Oh, Racham of Akol Masov, we say in Ashrei. Maybe it's the Halacha of if you see an animal with a heavy load, you have to take it off. Maybe it's the Pasuk by Bilam, where the donkey turns to Bilam and says, why are you hitting me? So, what are all these sources for? Says the Minchas Asher, you know what the root is? It must be that really the mitzvah is based on Ratzon Hashem. You know God wants this. God wants this. So they try to find a remez. But there is definitely a concept called Ratzon Hashem. The Chinuch is just Ratzon Hashem, meaning the fifth Shulchan Aruch, doing what God wants you to do. What the Rabban says in Vaschan and Vasisa Yashar Vatov. So there are many sources related to that we could talk about, which we'll come back to at the end if we have time. But either way, the Chinuch is saying that's not good enough, though, to give a punishment based on that. You can't have a warning misvara, and the punishment is before the Torah. You get to give a punishment of malchus or misa, you got to have a beferish pasuk in the Torah. Okay, that's an important point to remember. Next, Misharshia Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, again, we'll come back, I think we'll have time at the end, hopefully, to talk more about Ratzon Hashem. Misharshia Mitzvah, B'lina there. Misharshia Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, the Shavar Sashkava behind this mitzvah is twofold. Number one, Lohasir me'ala dayanim yiras anido mekila laso. This is specifically about judges. Person in court shouldn't curse judges. Shouldn't curse the judges. Why? Because the dayanim are going to be scared of the curse. Lohasir, to remove yiras anido mekila laso. I'm going to be scared of you. Even though we know there is a separate losase in Parshas Dvarim. The Chinuch is mitzvah tof tezvav. Later on, that a dayan is not allowed to be scared of anybody. Don't worry about it. The pasuk says, "Lo taguru mipnei ish." A dayan is not allowed to change his psak or be influenced by somebody who he's scared of. Even the medrash says, even if he's worried about his life, don't worry. Lo taguru mipnei ish. Even though that's true, but we want to do whatever is possible in order for the dayan not to be scared. To remove kedesha yosio dilamiso. We don't want it to be scared because we want it to judge objectively. Number one. Interesting, number one, what is he scared of? It's a general question that we can ask. It's a fascinating question, and that is, what does a curse do? What do you mean, I'm going to curse you? What does a curse do? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want something to happen, what is my curse going to help? I'm going to give you a bracha. What does it help? Right, but we see throughout the Torah, plays a major role, right? Yaakov and Esav. Who's going to get the brachas? What do you mean, if Yaakov is the chosen child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the life of bracha? No, there's something about, there's a power, the Koach HaDibur. Bilam! What, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares if Bilam curses the Jews or gives a bracha to the Jews? But you see there's a Koach there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to change it from a klal to a bracha, so there's something there. The Koach HaDibur we find elsewhere, that concretizing something into speech gives it significance, gives it strength. Right, the Gemara, based on the Gemara and the brachas. If somebody has a bad dream, they're not supposed to say it. Not supposed to say exactly what happened to the dream. Why? That gives it more teeth. You think about it. You want to do atavas chalom? You had it three times, whatever the case is. Okay, be mate of your chalom. You could get rid of your dream, but don't say exactly what you thought. Because right when we concretize it with words, koach hadibur, that gives it a certain strength. Or, I think I quoted a couple years ago in a Parsha Shir, a beautiful thought from the wife of Rav Aryeh Levine. If you look in the Haftorah for Parshas Vayera, the story of the Isha Shunamis and Elisha. Elisha gives her a child, and this child, after many years of not having a child, the child goes out to the field, and he gets a headache, and he goes back home, and he dies. And the Isha Shunamis says, bring Elisha back. And Elisha comes back, and she said, if you look at the psukim, I'm going to the Ishalokim. And then he says, what are you doing here today? And she says, come with me. And then he comes, let me just find the pasuk. He says, Hashalom lach, Hashalom li'ishek, Hashalom la'yelet, is everything okay? And she answers, Shalom, yes. Then he comes, and she says, did I ever ask you for a kid? She doesn't say beferish what happened. The Ashes of Ari Levine says, because she didn't want to say it, because once you say beferish, then it would have been, that's it. Because she didn't say it, that's why he was able to do Tchias HaMesim. He went up to the room and did Tchias HaMesim. Again, Haftorah provides Vayera, Malachim Beis Perek Dalet. But that is another example. Once this something is concretized and deeper, so here too, cursing, brachis, there's something there, though we might not understand it. And that's why we gotta make sure, we gotta have an isser that people don't curse the judge because they're gonna be scared of it. They're gonna be scared of it because it has some type of effect. Number one. Number two, va'od hizir alzeh gamkin b'malkam acher b'torah. There's also, he alludes to what he says, lo sagur, that a dayan is not supposed to be scared. Va'od nimsa to'elas acher b'mitzvah, another to'elas to the mitzvah. Ki bekilulas hadayin takalas rabos. There's many problems when a dayan is able to be cursed. Ki hamon ha'am besich lusam sonimoso. Because many people hate them. V'im lo yizaru akilulaso, ulayi kalaluhu, v'yisorimitokach lakumalav. If you're allowed to curse a dayan, you're basically going to try to start thinking of him as a nobody. And if you're so mad that he ruled against you, you might come to hurting him physically. Cursing might come to hurting him. Says the Chinuch, put this on the list, Syag d'oraisa. In Isser, daraisa that is a fence for another issa daraisa. This is another example. Not allowed to curse a dayan because he might come to kill the dayan. Kamosha amra chacham lemelech alamon am hizar shelo yomru shem romu yase. Don't let him say it, because if they say it, they'll do. As the saying goes, "V'yeh bazeh ra'a rabba ki hu b'mishpat yamid eretz." Right, so you got to make sure that it is not done. Midini ha-mitzvah, just quickly, some halachas of the mitzvah. A curse that one violates the isur daraisa with is only a curse with which invokes the name of God. If I just say I curse you, whatever, that's not an isur daraisa. At least it's not, that's not a full isur daraisa with Malkus. Maybe this is a daraisa, but it's not the fullest daraisa. So I have to mention a name of God. Kigon, Ka, O Shakai, the Elohim. O Bekina, even a nickname of God. Kigon, Chanun, Kano, Ava Belo Shem Vakinui. If I don't mention a name, I just say so-and-so should be cursed. Ein Bochi of Lav, Ava Lasserhu. So the Chinuch says it's not a full Issa daraisa, but it's not a full Issa daraisa with a punishment, but it's still Usser. You can do it, the Chinuch adds, in any language. You can do it in English. I mean, you can if you want to get the Isser. But any language has the status. It's got to mention the name of God, but it can be in any language. It says the Chinuch, continuing, next paragraph, and Ohekas B'chabak V'chozman, B'zachar Ben Akevas, this applies men and women. V'over Aleha, V'kilel Hadayin, B'shemo B'kinui, if somebody violates and curses the judge with a Shem Hashem or with a nickname, Loke Shtei Malkius. You're going to get two sets of lashes. Two, why? Number one, there's a separate issur we're going to get to later on, cursing a fellow Jew. You're going to get that issur, plus this one, va'achas mipeshu dayan. Number two, because he is a dayan, he is a judge. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Hay assumes that this mitzvah only applies, the full issur daraisa only applies when there's a dayan samuch, when there's a real dayan of the full-fledged Sanhedrin. But Bizman HaZeh, it would not apply when we don't have smuchin. Interesting, the Chinuch doesn't make that limit here. Whenever we had cases of mitzvahs earlier that it was limited, he mentioned, and this only applies by Bezin smuchin. Here he doesn't say it. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch assumes. At the end of Os Ches, the Minchas Chinuch also discusses Tokhidei Dibur. This, we know, the Gemara tells us in Nedarim and Daf Pei Zayin, there are four exceptions to Tokhidei Dibur. Am I allowed to retract my words within like 3 seconds? Hakel HaKadosh, Ah HaMelech HaKadosh. So usually we say that works. The Gemara says four exceptions to the rule. If I go to a girl and say, Hariyam Mukudeshes, leave at the Bazu, Kadas Moshe of Yisrael, just joking. Doesn't work. I'm married. I'm married. Hariyam Mukudeshes, by Kiddushin and Gerishin, there's no Tokhidei Dibur. Also, by Avodah Zarah and Megadef, cursing God. That's Tamara's Avera. Says the Menachas Chinuch, here L'chora, you would be able, he thinks, to go back. Because it's not cursing the Nasi, cursing a fellow Jew, that's not included. Megadef, in the ultimate sense, Tamara's Mitzvah, Birchas Hashem, that is where you would say. He says, but Megadef is really the next Mitzvah. If you remember the Ran that we mentioned in the Dharma, Daf Pei Zayin explained, because these four people don't fool around. People don't fool around with marriage and divorce and Avodah Zarah and cursing God. And if they do it, it must be that it was thought out, meaningful, and therefore we don't even give you 3 seconds. That's it. You finish. There is no heter, schus chazara by Tokhidei Dibur. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but if you look in an important ha'ara in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Beis, he discusses why there should be Malkus here. Maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Why there should be Malkus? After all, isn't this what's called a lav shebeklalos? A lav that includes more than one avera, which you don't get Malkus for. Or maybe it's a lav shenita lasfaras misas bezdin. It's an avera that you could get killed for. And again, if that the rule is, you don't get Malkus for an avera that you could be killed for. This avera, the same pasuk, teaches me tomorrow's avera. So hopefully, over the next day or two, maybe we will touch on those Yisurim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Med Hashem, we will continue. Parsha Shir tonight.